This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. Another day, another week, and a brand new apology. From whom? From Robert F. Kennedy Jr. That's Robert Francis Kennedy Jr. It was John Fitzgerald Kennedy. But in any event, we'll get to that. There is first breaking news. Georgia judge rules cameras will be allowed in the courtroom if, as widely expected, President Trump is indicted this week. And they're reporting that America might finally be able to watch the spectacle of a former president being criminally indicted live on their television and phone screens. Is that something everybody's been eagerly waiting for? A judge in Fulton County, Georgia, where a grand jury is contemplating that exact indictment, ruled this morning to allow cameras in the courtroom if and when such an indictment occurs. And there is continued discussion about allowing television to broadcast any trial. It's likely that it would be broadcast in Georgia. Not so likely that the trials due in Florida coming up, or New York City, or Washington, D.C. President Trump has a full dance card. There is no question about it. Willis... Fannie Willis, that is the DA in Fulton County, is expected to present her case to a grand jury early this week. That would be today or tomorrow. And two potential witnesses, including a former Georgia lieutenant governor, that is former Lieutenant Governor Jeff Duncan, said they were asked to appear coming up tomorrow. Willis will likely invoke RICO, which is the Racketeer-Influenced and Corrupt Organization Statute, when she presents her case to the grand jury. Legal experts say the law, inspired by federal statutes with the same name, allows prosecutors to string together crimes committed by different people toward one common goal. In this case, that common goal would be overturning the legal and certified election in the state of Georgia. And that election occurred in the first week of November, and they were still working on overturning it throughout the month of November and throughout the month of December. The experts point to several reasons why the potential Georgia charges could be more likely than the other cases to be damaging for Trump. Quote, the complexity of RICO cases makes it difficult for lawyers to implement a coherent trial strategy, explained Anthony Michael Kreis, a law professor at Georgia State University. The stiff penalties associated with RICO charges are also a major incentive for co-defendants to seek deals in return for new evidence. The defendants who are left standing without plea deals and grants of immunity may especially feel squeezed as the process goes on, Professor Kreis said. Some Trump allies and supporters have already been informed by the DA's office that they are targets of the investigation, including Rudy Giuliani and the GOP electors who falsely, quote, certified, unquote, Trump as Georgia's 2020 victor. President Trump was asked about this today, and he was asked about the Georgia case, and a question from a reporter. This was on the tarmac, just as he was boarding a plane from Des Moines. where he was at the Iowa State Fair, of course. But here is President Trump being asked about the Georgia case. This is clip six.
Is there any chance you take a plea deal in Georgia?
We did nothing wrong. We don't ever take a plea deal.
Yes, sir.
We don't take plea deals. It's a wise guy question.
Are you going to change it?
Mr. Wise Guy. We don't take plea deals because I did nothing wrong. It's called election interference. You know what that is? Because these indictments are brought out by Biden, who can't even put two sentences together. This is Joe Biden, because he can't win the election by himself. He can't win the election based on votes. So what they did is they got the Attorney General to do it. And then you see how stupid they acted yesterday with the appointment of the special counsel. We call it special counsel. And what a crazy thing that was. And it's being laughed at all over the world. The fact is that we have a country that's in serious trouble. We have a country that's in major decline. I don't mean decline. I mean major decline. And we're going to straighten it out. This group and a lot of people just like this group, we're going to straighten it out and we're going to make America great again. Wise guy.
A wise guy to ask if he would take a plea bargain. By the way, the real question here is Hunter Biden, because Hunter, even if it means spending some time in prison, would be under tremendous pressure from his family to take a plea garden, rather a plea bargain. That's not a garden. There are no roses there. But, and again, to be asked about somebody who has so many cases pending against him, wouldn't some kind of a plea bargain be advantageous? Well, certainly for Hunter Biden, maybe for President Trump. And it might not be a plea bargain that required him to go to prison. He spoke in Des Moines and talked about his aspirations for his next term as president. This is clip five.
So I just want to thank, this has been really, it's a trip of love, but it is all over the country, no matter where we go. There's never been enthusiasm. You know, we did great in 2016. We won. We did much better. I hate to say this. We did much better in 2020. The election was rigged. And we got millions and millions more votes. And I will say 2020 was fantastic. 2016 was fantastic. But we have never seen love and enthusiasm. Some of the people where we stopped. We stopped in 2020. We stopped in 2016. This blows it away. We set a record for people today. And you're very special. You're very special to me.
Okay, that's President Trump at the Iowa State Fair. And will he show up at the next debate? Chris Christie had some comments about the debate. He's looking forward to it, as you can imagine. Clip three.
August 23rd, Milwaukee, Wisconsin, the first Republican debate. And let's see. Let's see if he respects you enough to show up. Because it's not about me. It's not about DeSantis or Nikki Haley or any of the other candidates, Tim Scott. It's about you. It's a privilege to be on that stage. It's a privilege to run for president of the United States. There are people who are running who want to get on the stage who won't be there because they won't qualify for it. So for those of us who qualify for it, it's a privilege to be on that stage and to have the opportunity to run for president of the United States, to make our case to you directly why we deserve your vote. Let's see if he respects you enough to show up on the 23rd. I'll guarantee you one thing. If he's there, he'll know I'm there, too.
Yes, he would know that Chris Christie was there. One of the interesting side plots, of course, is that in the last debates, the debates between Joe Biden and Donald Trump, it was Chris Christie who helped prepare President Trump for the debates. And remember, a debate, President Trump canceled one of the debates because he wouldn't do it with Zoom and he had COVID. But he came back for the third debate and so history was written. How will it be written this time? We'll get to that. Comments by Mike Pence, Nikki Haley, and more from DeSantis coming up.
Her public resignation from the New York Times exposing bias and anti-Semitism shook the nation. She is the author of the Twitter Files, which exposed the orchestrated bias against conservatives in social media. On Friday, October 13th, join featured speaker Barry Weiss at Washington Policy Center's annual dinner. WPC is your voice for market-based reforms. It exposed the new so-called excise tax on capital gains as an income tax, no matter what officials call it. And while the governor and cap-and-trade advocates promised minimal to no impact on gas prices, WPC warned it would raise the tax you pay on gas by approximately 45 cents a gallon. And WPC research showed the encroachment of critical race theory in Washington's classrooms. WPC provides the insight and analysis you need to stay informed and to act. Subscribe to WPC's free weekly newsletter and support improving our state with free market principles. October 13th in Bellevue at the Hyatt Regency. Ticket and sponsorship details at WPCdinner.com. That's WPCdinner.com.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news. On the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Attention, your withdrawal has been denied by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
And on the Michael Medved, the hotline of the National Journal reports, and it's kind of bittersweet to do this because it's just been such a consistent tough time for Ron DeSantis. Now, I don't think it's totally impossible that he turns that around, But the hotline reports that one report over the weekend suggested that Florida Governor Ron DeSantis was starting to woo Republican voters with his retail politics skills. But that evidence was scant when DeSantis toured Iowa for a few weeks ahead of the state GOP's Lincoln dinner. He struggled to connect with rural voters on the campaign, many of whom affirmed that they would stick with former President Trump at the January 15th caucus. DeSantis has increasingly turned to retail politics in recent weeks, but polls over the last week suggest that this approach hasn't been paying off yet. A national survey last week showed DeSantis behind venture capitalist Vivek Ramaswamy in the GOP presidential nomination race. And another showed his support slipping in South Carolina. The Florida governor will have a chance to turn his campaign around, though, at the primary debate next week, so they point out. This was Governor DeSantis sounded like in going after his ultimate target when it comes to winning the presidency. That ultimate target, of course, is Joe Biden. This is clip 10.
They want to reduce the role of parents and so that they can impose their agenda. That's why Biden says things like, they're not your kids, quote, they're all of our kids. No, they're not your kids, Joe. I'm sorry. And it also took you 4.5 years to even acknowledge your own granddaughter in Arkansas. I'm sorry. That's just the truth.
Okay. Again, that the granddaughter he's talking about, of course, is the child who's never met her father. Her father is named Hunter Biden. And it was a result of a... it was an out-of-wedlock relationship and with an exotic dancer in Arkansas. And what it was exactly that Hunter was doing down there at the time to conceive this little child, whose name is Navy, who knows? But the Bidens have now said that they do acknowledge her. They have 7 grandchildren, not 6. The super PAC supporting Ron DeSantis' campaign announced on Friday, just before the weekend, that it now has secured at least one chair in all 99 of Iowa's counties. By a chair, I mean not something you sit in, but somebody to be chairman or chairwoman of the DeSantis campaign in each of those counties. This is a move that will strengthen the Florida governor's organizing muscle. At a taping of the conservative podcast Ruthless, DeSantis said he intends to visit every Iowa county. And then there's this, and it's just, it's so pathetic, and it's one of those reasons that by the way, that Joe Biden, as you heard from Jonathan Allen earlier in the show, there's no real chance unless something unforeseeable happens or there's a health emergency that Joe Biden is not the Democratic nominee, because his principal opposition for the Democratic nomination is Robert Kennedy Jr. And another week, another apology, Democratic presidential hopeful and known anti-vaxxer Robert F. Kennedy Jr. said yesterday that he would support a national ban on abortion after the first 12 weeks of pregnancy if elected. And then hours later, he walked back that stance, saying he misunderstood repeated questions from NBC News on the topic. Mr. Kennedy misunderstood a question posed to him by an NBC News reporter in a crowded, noisy exhibit hall at the Iowa State Fair. Yeah, blame it everything on the fair. That's what a spokesperson said for Mr. Kennedy, clarifying candidate's stance on abortion as always being the woman's right to choose. Except for the answer that he had just given hours before, where he said he would only sanction that, quote, right to choose during the first 12 weeks of pregnancy. Kennedy does not support legislation banning abortion, the spokesperson added. But then Sunday morning, this all happened on Friday, Kennedy was much more specific, telling NBC, I believe a decision to abort a child should be up to the women during the first 3 months of life. Pressed on whether that meant signing a federal ban at 15 or 21 weeks, he said, yes. This worked a little bit better than his previous comment and his previous apology for comparing autistic children to the Holocaust. Remember that? Robert F. Kennedy is not doing himself any favors. After hosting a particularly flatulent dinner party, the social column writes, he's only continued to stink up his reputation after comparing the imaginary negative health effects of vaccine programs to the Holocaust. I can assure you this, that the actual Holocaust had way more adverse effects on people's health than any vaccine in existence since, well, you know, vaccines save lives despite what anti-vaxxers like Kennedy want you to believe, and the Holocaust was genocide. Which I think is widely acknowledged. And meanwhile, another candidate showing why he is generating more energy right now than Robert Kennedy, Vivek Ramaswamy, decided to perform Eminem's Lose Yourself in Iowa. And he sounded, well, like this, clip 11. Fairly enthusiastic as his proposal. If he's reaching out to younger voters, they should take a look at his proposal to amend the Constitution to restrict voting to people over the age of 25. Why he took that position? Well, there are a lot of riddles about the Ramaswamy campaign. We'll answer all those questions, I'm sure, as the campaign continues. Right here on the Michael Medved Show. We'll be right back.
More of Michael Medved in a moment.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
USA News Update. Prosecutors in Georgia are presenting their election interference case against Donald Trump to a grand jury today. Fulton County District Attorney Fonnie Willis has led the investigation into the former president's alleged efforts to overturn his 2020 election loss in Georgia. The deadliest wildfire in modern U.S. history has claimed at least 96 lives. David, who lived in Lahaina, got into a car with friends to flee, but roads were gridlocked.
I ran out of the car and ran for my life. Ran down to the ocean. I was only a quarter mile from the ocean. and they stayed in their car. Like, three of my friends in one car and two dogs died.
Maui Police Chief John Pelletier said each recovered body will have to be identified using DNA. A new national poll shows Florida Governor Ron DeSantis slipping to third place in the race for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination. The Kaplan Strategy Survey found entrepreneur Vivek Ramaswamy with 11% support to DeSantis 10. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extend Your Life. And on the Michael Medved Show, there was Nikki Haley at the Iowa State Fair, and she is one of those people who so far has been underperforming, at least in the polls. Her speeches, and I've watched tapes of several of them, are strong. They're good. And I think she's one of those people who's very much looking forward to the debates coming up a week from Wednesday. Can't believe it. I mean, but that's already going to be a fateful encounter. Is it possible that Nikki Haley could be the one to shine? I think it's particularly possible if Trump decides not to show up. The interesting question here is they're still talking about what if Trump does a rally and tries to upstage the debates. That would not help Nikki Haley or anybody else, but if Nikki Haley comes across as one of the most plausible people up there on that stage, yes, it would help her. Here's her comments about from the Iowa State Fair, clip 7.
It's been early. Once you look at the debate stage, once you see the options, Americans will engage. Right now, they're only talking about what the media is talking about. The media loves to talk about Trump, so that's what they're talking about. Americans are not talking about Trump. When I'm in Iowa, New Hampshire, and South Carolina, they're talking about the fact that we're $32 trillion in debt. But that's what they care about. That's what we've been talking about. They're not talking about Trump.
Okay, and again, has Trump centered his campaign more on himself and the persecution of Donald Trump, so-called? Yes, sure. And when he says repeatedly, they're not coming after me, they're coming after you, I'm just standing in their way, this is not an injustice to me, it's an injustice to you, I am not sure that in the long term, over the course of this campaign, that line is going to work as well for him. At some point or another, I think that all of the candidates are going to have to talk about what kind of presidency they would offer and how it would differ from the Biden presidency. And no, it won't be enough to say that, well, I don't have a son who's embarrassing as Hunter. Look, that will help. That'll be part of it for Republicans. But that doesn't close the deal. Chris Christie went on Twitter and had this to say. This is clip four.
When he lies, you have to fight him on the truth. When he lies, we need to fight him. Because to ignore him is to assent to his lies. And I'm not doing that. I'm not going to do it anymore, Quinn. And here's the thing. I can't worry about them either. I can't worry about what's dangerous. It's dangerous to run for president. It is. And you got to buy that when you decide to do it. And if I'm angering some people, that's the way it goes. That's part of the business. If your principles aren't worth fighting for, then don't fight for them. Stay on the bench. But if you're going to get off the bench, I got off the bench halfway 8 years ago. And I didn't do everything that in my mind and my heart I wanted to do because I was making a political calculation when you were just suggesting, well, if these people are so entrenched with them and they're going to go to hell and back with them and you maybe need them to vote for you at some point, maybe you should just back off a little bit. Let me tell you, I tried it. It doesn't work. And when he says the stuff he said about me yesterday, I don't want to bother you for a minute. I don't care.
Okay, President Trump was describing Chris Christie as a fat pig. This is the level of discourse we have in the Republican primary. And then there was Chris Christie, and this actually talking about something that I think has handicapped his campaign. He has been gaining strength, particularly in New Hampshire. And I think what he is counting on is winning some kind of huge upset victory in New Hampshire. And partially he would do that because the Joe Biden's not even going to be on the ballot. So people will come in on the Democratic side of things, and he's hoping that some of the Democrats will vote for him. And is there a chance that Chris Christie could win in New Hampshire? I guess stranger things have happened, as he's obviously an underdog. But part of what works against him, and I know people like this, is that in 2016, in the New Hampshire debate, he went after Marco Rubio. He left Trump alone. And he just eviscerated Marco Rubio. He made it look horrible. I mean, you can watch that tape. You still cringe. And now Chris Christie went on ABC to say that he made a mistake in 2016, because right after he failed in the New Hampshire primary, he dropped out of the race and endorsed Trump. And he became the first big candidate to drop out and endorse Trump and support Trump. And it was considered a huge push for Trump's campaign going into Super Tuesday, etc. Here is Chris Christie now on ABC TV, suggesting that not just him, but the whole party made a mistake in handling Trump in 2016. This is clip 12.
Looking back at all that's happened since then, do you ever wish that you had taken that swing at Donald Trump and not at Marco Rubio?
I wish I had taken swings at both of them, John, looking back on it. And I think we all made a mistake in 2016, myself, Marco, Jeb Bush, John Kasich, in not going after Donald Trump. I think we were under the illusion that somehow what was obvious to us at the moment, that there were some better candidates on the stage than him, would be obvious to the public. It wasn't. And I think it should inform everybody's approach to the race this time. It certainly is informing mine.
But is that an admission that he made a mistake in his personal endorsement of Donald Trump and then helping him with his campaign for re-election? That's a different question. And here is Mike Pence, also interviewed on ABC, speaking about the idea that Trump may skip the GOP debate or hold some rival event. Listen, clip 9.
Do you think he'll be on that debate stage August 23rd?
Oh, I hope so. I really do. Look, I think anybody that that wants the privilege of being the standard bearer of the Republican Party ought to be on that debate stage, and I hope he's there.
And there's more comments about the likely debate participation, which we will get to. Also, an amazing expose that was done by the Wall Street Journal about state colleges. And these are not the big, prestigious Ivy League schools, Yale, Harvard, and Princeton, etc. This is state colleges like the University of Kentucky or University of Oklahoma or the University of Hawaii or Idaho, even. But state colleges, most of them, except for the University of Idaho, have been devouring money and spending it on what? Not on necessarily improving education, but helping those state colleges try to enhance their own prestige. And where's the money supposed to be coming from? That's the most amazing part. And it's just shocking because they're getting that money from tuition charges. And what that creates is more and more and more student debt. Joe Biden doesn't have a solution to this by any means. But should there be a different kind of initiative from of our big state universities? We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
You're a nasty person.
Michael Medved.
You know how the line to the song goes, it's summertime and the living is easy. Well, it's not so easy. It's active. I mean, people try to get moving when it's summertime, which is why aches and pains really need to be dealt with. And the best way to deal with them that I've ever found is through Relief Factor. Take it every day. It really does help you feel better and move more easily. And it's entirely natural. It's extraordinarily good for you. Go to michaelmedved.com. You can get Relief Factor with what they call a quick start, remarkably inexpensively. It's really a very special deal. And then you will probably become as regular a user as I am and millions of others. Go to michaelmedved.com, look for the banner for Relief Factor, and order your own quick start to make the most of your summer. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for Amfed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call Amfed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that. But I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
I'm addicted to
the Michael Medved Show.
And on the Michael Medved Show, as of Thursday, there's a new a Real Clear Politics average, which shows Joe Biden in terms of national support for the Democratic nomination, not for re-election necessarily, but for the Democratic nomination, a 65.5% support nationally. And Robert Kennedy Jr., the controversial anti-vaxxer, is trailing with 14.2%. That's below the 20% he had at one point. And this is despite extensive media attention and more than $6 million in donations so far. Concerning other contestants for the presidency, there is now already thinking about the second debate and how you qualify for it. And the second debate is going to be sponsored by Fox News, and the Mike Pence was on NBC with Chuck Todd, and he did qualify for the first debate. He's going to be there. He's going to be part of it. And here is Vice President Pence talking about his qualification for the first debate and his hopes for the second. Listen.
What I've said is I'm happy to meet the criteria for the upcoming Republican presidential debates. I'm incredibly proud that more than 40,000 Americans in just 9 weeks have supported our campaign, made it possible for us to qualify for the debate stage. And in fact, Chuck, I think I'm actually going to qualify for the second debate before we get to the first one, because more Americans are seeing that my consistent conservative record, my years as vice president, my years as a governor here in Indiana, my years as a House conservative leader for 12 years are really just what the nation needs. This is no time for on-the-job training. This is no time for distractions. We need leadership on day one.
Do you consider yourself
that'll be able to provide the team and the vision to turn this country around? And I can.
And he was trying hard to get in a question, didn't quite make it. Then Pence was on also with Chuck Todd, and talking about President Trump, and actually saying something that might help President Trump in one of his upcoming trials if he maintains that position and gives testimony. This is clip 16.
and said this week that he never asked you to disregard the Constitution and that he never said that you were too honest. Either of those things true?
Well, look, you could check his tweets, I think, on the day of, the day before. I mean, the president was quite clear and quite public that he thought that I had the authority to either reject or return votes to the state.
You stand by the too honest that he said you're too honest. You stand by that remark?
No basis. I do, Chuck. Yeah. I mean, it's part of a dialogue that happened between the president and me, and that was related, I think, to a bogus lawsuit that was brought to try and force my hand to have a federal judge say that I had the right to throw out votes. Look, there's almost no idea more un-American than the idea that any one person could choose which votes to count for president of the United States.
Okay, the thing that that Mike Pence said that is going to be helpful to Trump is he said he thought that I had the authority to either reject or return votes to the states. The entire case that Jack Smith has made, and there's a very, very astute and learned, I should say, column by David French, that appeared where he takes arguments both for President Trump and for the Jack Smith side of things and tries to imagine what those arguments would be like in the case not regarding the classified documents, but the case regarding the attempts to overturn the election. And Jack Smith was very clear of this in writing the indictment. As he recognized, President Trump has freedom of speech. He does as president. He does as a candidate for president. He does in between. We all have freedom of speech. If he wants to say something stupid and wrong, he can. But the entire case that he is making is that he knew that it was a lie, that he knew that it was wrong, that he knew that it was nonsense because there had never been a reputable legal scholar, not one, who came forward and said, Mike Pence can single-handedly disqualify these electors who have been certified in states where the results have been clear. But we just heard from Mike Pence with what we played that this is what Donald Trump believed. And this is very likely to be his defense in that trial in Washington, D.C., regarding his attempts to overturn the election. Unprecedented attempts. Literally no other incumbent president has ever tried to do that. And we've had a lot of incumbent presidents going back to John Adams. Our second president was an incumbent who was defeated, and defeated in a very close election, but accepted the results of the voters. Carl Rove on Fox News, he had his own remark for what should be an appropriate focus for GOP candidates, even if Trump decides not to show up at the big debate coming up a week from Wednesday. This is Carl Rove.
If you're going to make an attack on somebody who matters, and that means Donald Trump, whether he's there or not, and keep a focus, if you can, on what it is that you think gives you the best chance to cause people to flock to your standard. I mean, this is less about scoring points with attacks on others than it is giving people a vision of what it is that you want to achieve and what it is that you would do as president that they find is compelling. Now, that may involve attacking somebody. It may involve describing what you've done. It may describe what it is that you want to do. But the main focus ought to be by every candidate there, what is my message that will allow me to grab some of the people who are out there who are shopping for a choice and have not yet firmly made up their mind.
And this goes along with that new poll that caused quite a bit of discussion last week that shows that 46% of the people who say they currently favor President Trump, giving him a 30-point lead nationally over Governor DeSantis or anybody else, but 46%, nearly half of those people who are currently on board the Trump train, are saying they might consider disembarking at some point. They are not committed, diehard. We believe in the MAGA message forever and regardless. And one of the questions here would be, have the indictments helped him or hurt him? And there is reason to believe, and a number of political experts believe and make the case, that the various indictments on Trump, including the new one coming up this week, probably help him. A top Georgia election official, Gabriel Sterling, he was on ABC's This Week, he says investigations into Trump are giving oxygen to his race. Clip 14.
The reality is, before the Bragg indictment in New York, Donald Trump was behind DeSantis. I mean, this has been giving oxygen to his campaigns. This is raising tons of money, and a lot of that money now, as I think was pointed out earlier, is being used to pay for his lawyers and not for an actual campaign. But it's driving him being ahead because he is becoming, make himself a victim. He's making himself a martyr, and a lot of the American people are going behind him because they do feel like some of these things are a little bit of a stretch.
Do you think they're a stretch?
The Bragg one especially is, I mean, he sort of bootstrapped that thing through to get it to be, you know, even avoiding the timelines and being able to get out of the statute of limitations. I don't know what's going to be in the case in Fulton County yet. I mean, the one thing that we can do is we've been doing in our office, and Brad Raffensperger and I for over 3.5 years, and since he got elected, tell the truth, do our jobs, follow the law, follow the Constitution. That's all our role is in this situation.
Gabriel Sterling, a very solid guy. Coming up, we're going to be speaking to Professor John Yu of University of California at Berkeley. There is all kinds of speculation about these four different series of indictments against President Trump and the potential indictments against Hunter Biden. Will the future of the United States and the victory in this election be decided at a ballot box or in the courtroom? We'll get to that and more in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III, and trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine, stop noticing, but you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.